Bordertown resident James Ngong Ayuen says he was stranded today at the bus stop when taxi drivers and motorcyclists known as Border Border began their strike. Ayuen says he had to walk more than an hour to his workplace and he arrived late.
Not all people have their personal vehicle, and we depend on public transport. Sick people and women who are about to give birth use rickshaws, and people going to offices and to the market. That is why public transport is important. But if the only available means of transport is to walk to work, like what happened today, then that is going to be very difficult.
Ayuen says Bordertown officials should reduce taxes for motorists so public transport operators can continue with their work. Ayuen says most Bor residents depend on public transport, and when motorists strike, it disrupts many activities.
I urge the government to tax these motorists at lower prices because that is the only way they can work together and help serve the public. But if our government says they want to take big money from the motorists at once, then the owners of the buses could park their vehicles at home, and this would be a punishment now to the public. So let the government reduce taxes.
Rickshaw driver John Akon says he stopped to work because taxes are so high that drivers lose money. Akon says the town officials have raised road approval license fees to 50,000 South Sudanese pounds from 15. Akon says the new fee, when added to other taxes, such as business license fee, means drivers pay 100,000 South Sudanese pounds, which he says could break their business.
The reason why we are complaining are the riders of Tutuko Rakshas is that the increase of the road approval fee, which was increased up to 50,000. So we are complaining that we did not manage to pay this amount of money because it's too huge for us. That's why we go peacefully to the office and then to complain about that.
Akon says discouraging public transportation drivers, who are mostly young, could create wider problems for the community.
Those who are now riding a motor and those who are now riding tuk-tuk, there are too many, and if they are discouraged from that business, and then they will be at home, they will be idle, and then be idle, it will cause another problem to the state. Maybe many of them maybe will become as a crew and other people. So that's why it's now very important for the government to give us at least the money that we should afford, so that we will be engaged in that business.
Bol Manyang, a representative of the striking motorists, says he and his colleague stopped work and peacefully marched to the office of the Bordertown mayor today to demand answers about the taxes.
The complaints are about the price. Price is too much. We told us that they need 50,000. That one we are complaining, 50,000. Next year we give it to this 10. We begin with 6 mostly, 6,000, then increase to 10 to 15. Now from 15 to 50. That is our complaint.
The mayor, Samuel Atenpet, says taxes are the responsibility of every business person and must be paid so there is revenue to develop the town.
So taxes are due and they are responsibility of every business person in the town. There is no one that is exempted from taxes. That is not the first time for them to get license. They have been taking license too long. And the price in the book is always adjusted and amended, and they are fed on and given the price. Those who are helping consequently later are those who are refusing to pay taxes and be forced to be taken by the police to say.
Mayor Page urges the commercial motorists to return to their work as his office will talk with the leaders to find a solution to the problem. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.